Next is a class from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Volume 8, Chapter 20, Text 334 through 341, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 24th, 1966, in New York.
সত্যযুগে ধ্যান কর্ম করায় শুক্ল মূর্তি ধরি কর্দমকে বর দিলা যেন কৃপা এন্ড সত্যযুগ দ্য ইনকার্নেশন অফ গড ইজ আ ফাইভ ট্রলার পুস্তক ধ্যান করে লোক জন লোক জ্ঞানী অধিকারী ক্রেতার ধর্ম যজ্ঞ করায় রক্তবর্ণ ধরি in the Satya Yuga, the age of goodness, in that age, the meditation was possible. Kriti jadhyato vishnu tritayam jajato mahai. According to injunction of Srimad Bhagavatam, the meditation is possible in the age of goodness. When 10% people were all in the modes of goodness, there are three modes of nature, modes of goodness, modes of passion, and modes of ignorance. Similarly, the ages are also conducted by the three modes of material nature. Just like there are seasonal changes, in our experience in 1 year, sometimes it is summer, sometimes it is winter, sometimes it is spring. Similarly, in course of nature's way, there are different yugas, millennium. So, in the Satya Yuga, people are all in the modes of goodness. Therefore, at that time, they could concentrate the mind and the Supreme, and meditation as recommended at that time. Krishna dhyan kare lok jnana adhikari. Jnana adhikari means they were quite fit to understand spiritual knowledge. Because without developing the modes of goodness, nobody can understand spiritual knowledge. And the ignorance, the lowest grade of men, they are in ignorance. The ignorance, the symptom of ignorance, we have already described in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Ignorance means laziness. Laziness. That is ignorance. And passion means active, and goodness means sober. So, we cannot find all men in this world of the same quality. Some of them are in goodness, some of them are in passion, some of them are in ignorance. But in this age, 75% or more than that, they are in ignorance. And maybe 10 or 15% in passion, and hardly 5% they are in goodness. Therefore, majority population of this age, they cannot perform meditation or great sacrifices or temple worship. They cannot. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya has, by His causeless mercy, of course it is according to the Vedic injunction, Kriti Jadhyato Vishnu, the same achievement which was obtained in the age of goodness by meditation was achieved in the next age by sacrifices, and the next age by temple worship. At the present age, it is recommended to achieve that success, that perfection, spiritual perfection, by Hare Kirtana, by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. It doesn't require any previous qualification to chant Hare Krishna. Anybody and everybody can join, and by chanting this, the result will be that progressive chanting will help him in cleansing the dust on the mirror of the mind. The whole trouble in the world is misunderstanding. That's all. Under the spell of this material nature, we are simply misunderstanding. But when you come to the pure state, just like mirror, when cleansed of all the dust, we can see our face nicely. Similarly, when the mind is cleared of all material dust, then we can see what we are. In ignorance, we identify with this body and bodily relationship. And in passion, we are very much active for this bodily comfort, and in goodness we can see what we are. So in goodness we can see that I am not this body. Of course, it is very common thing to understand that I am not this body. There is distinction between a dead man and living man. When a man is dead, the relative cry, lament, oh, my son is gone, my father is gone, my wife is gone. But if we think your wife is there, lying, your son is lying there, why do you say that he is gone? Actually he is gone. But so long he does not go, we think this body as my son, as my daughter. This is ignorance. At the end we can understand, oh, this body is not my son, this body is not my daughter, this body is not my father, when the end is done. But still, even after that experience, we think that this body is myself. This is called ignorance. In every moment, every second, we are seeing that body is this matter. The soul, when gone from the body, it has no value. Still I am thinking that I shall live in this world eternally, and I shall let me enjoy this bodily sense gratification. This is ignorance. So, this ignorance has to be removed if we actually want to be happy and peaceful. Nobody in ignorance can be happy. We have got experience here. Those who are advanced in knowledge, they are comparatively happy in this world. And those who are ignorant, they are not happy. Of course, by the spell of this illusory energy, although he is not happy, he thinks I am happy. Just like in the Bari Road street, you will see so many drunkards, they are lying. They are thinking, happy. But others, those are passing on the street, they are saying they are not happy. So this is going on. So, this mode of ignorance and passion has to be removed. Unless we remove that, the modes of passion and ignorance, there is no chance of become peaceful and happy. Because in goodness, everything is just like at we have got experience when the sky is cloudy, we are not very much happy. And as soon as there is sunrise, clear sky, we say, oh, today is a very nice day. Why? Because the light is there. So when we come to goodness, the light of knowledge is there, and therefore we see, oh, it's very nice. But if we stay on that point, It is very nice. It is very nice there. Oh, that is not all. But you must utilize the very nice day. Otherwise, what is very nice day to you? Similarly, knowledge has to be also fully utilized. And what is the full utilization of knowledge? The full utilization of knowledge is to understand God. That is full utilization. So long one does not come to the point of Krishna understanding, Krishna consciousness, God consciousness, he is more or less in the ignorance. Perfection of knowledge is Krishna consciousness. When one knows Bahunam Janmanam Anta, in the Bhagavad Gita you will find Bahunam Janmanam Anta Jnanavan Maang Prapadat Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samhatma Sudullava. After many, many births, struggle for acquiring knowledge, when one is fully conscious that Vasudeva, Supreme Lord, Krishna, is everything, that is the perfection of knowledge. So that perfection of knowledge was achieved in the age of goodness by meditation, and in the age of Sreta, by sacrifice and by dapar, by worship, and in this age, this Krishna Kirtan. Krishna padarchan hai dapare dharma, Krishna varna karaye loke, Krishna archan karma. So in the dapara yuga, in the next millennium, in the age of passion, Lord Krishna was himself present, and he presented this Bhagavad Gita. And what did he teach in that Bhagavad Gita? Sarva dharma paritajya mamekam saranam. He personally taught the people of the world that one should be a surrendering soul to the Supreme Lord, that will make him happy. Dāpare bhagavān śyāma pitavāsu nijāyudha śrīvasādi hi rankaiśca lakhanai rumalakhita. Now the incarnation of God in the dāpara yuga is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is pitavāsu nijāyudha. He has got his own will, his instrument, and he has many signs on his chest. Śrīvasādevī, Krishna was accepted as the Supreme Personality of Godhead by signs also. There are many signs on the soul, underneath the soul. There are many signs on his chest. So, another characteristic of Krishna, incarnation of Krishna's presence, they are described in the shastras, in the scriptures. So, learned men, sages, they understood that here is the Supreme Personality of God. Not all. Naham prakāsa sarvasya yogamāyā samāvṛtaḥ. Unless one is perfectly in knowledge, even God is present before us, we cannot understand. So, this knowledge and this qualification to understand what is what is possible in the modes of goodness. Namaste Vasudevaya, Namasankarsanaya cha, Pradyumnaya Niruddhaya Tubhang Bhagavati Namaha. So, in the Dapara Yuga, just like in the Kali Yuga, this age, the Mahamantra is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Similarly, in the Dapara Yuga, the mantra, this mantra was chanted. What is that? Namaste Vasudeva. All obeisances are to you, Lord Krishna, Vasudeva. Namasankarsanaya cha, Pradyumnaya Aniruddhaya, Tubhanga Bhagavate Nama. With these plenary expansion, first expansion, Vasudev Sankarsan, Pradyumna Aniruddha. He is offered respect. Pita Varna Dharitave Kaila Pravartan Prema Bhakti Vilalate Laya Bhaktavan. Now Lord Chaitanya is describing about the incarnation in this age, Kali Yuga. He says personally that in the Kali Yuga, in this age, the complexion of the incarnation is Pita Varna, yellow color. Pita Varna Dharitave Kaila Pravartan. And what are his activities? Just like Krishna, when he was present, his activities were more or less political. He established the Pandavas on the throne and he vanquished the other party. And there are many such instances. Dharma Sansthapanarthaya, formerly the most was, if the king was pious, naturally citizens were also pious. And that is a fact. Mahajana jina gatapanta. If the leader is all right, the followers are all right. If the leader is a fool, the followers are also fool. So, in the days by gone, the kings were made as ideal king. And by his ruling capacity, all the citizens, they become nice. So this was Krishna's mission, to establish ideal king of the world. And that was Maharaj Yudhishthira. The description of Maharaj Yudhishthira is found in Srimad Bhagavatam, how nice he was and how the condition of the world was there. There was, during the reign of Maharaj Yudhishthira, even there was no severe cold and severe heat. Sometimes at this present age, we are disturbed in so many ways. There are diseases, anxieties, and nature's disturbance. But all these things were completely absent during the reign of Maharaj Yudhishthira. That is the time. And so far production is concerned, ample production, everything. So, Lord Krishna's mission was to establish the pious king to rule over the world. And that was his mission in that incarnation. Now in this age, the incarnation of Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, his color is this complexion of the body described as yellow. And what does he do? Prema bhakti vilaloke laya bhaktavan. His mission is to give directly the love of God. That's all. His method is so nice that one who follows his method, he very quickly, instantly, he develops love of God. And when one develops love of God, he becomes perfect. Janglabhya chaparang labhang mannati nadhikang dataha. We are hankering after love. We want to love somebody. That is the nature of living entity. But that love is frustrated in every state. The culmination of perfection of love can be realized when we understand, when we try to understand and really love Krishna. That can be achieved by Krishna consciousness. And this Krishna consciousness was preached by Lord Chaitanya. When you become a lover of Krishna, then all your loving propensities, all your desires, all your hankering will be satisfied. And so long we do not understand what is love of Krishna, what is Krishna consciousness, we love false things and at the end we shall be frustrated. That is the going on. In every state, we are being frustrated. Still, we do not leave that path. Puna punacharibita jarmana. We are repeating the same mistake. Same mistake. In every state. Now, in love extended, so-called love extended, that nationalism, loving the countrymen, or loving the humanity, that is also not perfect. We have got practical experience. In our country, in India, Mahatma Gandhi, he loved his country very nicely. He sacrificed everything, and for 35 years, he simply struggled for the independence of his country, of his countrymen. But the result was, at the ultimate end, he was killed by his country. After loving so much his country, the result was that he was killed by his country. So, in this material world, the love is like that. It is never perfect. It cannot be perfect. So, Lord Chaitanya, taking compassion on this poor fellow, he taught love of God. If you love Krishna, then you will feel pleasure. Anandamaya Vyasa. In the Vedanta Sutra, it is said that every living creature is searching after pleasure. Pleasure. Therefore, we have presented this small booklet that Krishna is the reservoir of pleasure. If you can love Krishna, then you will get pleasure. Otherwise, there is no pleasure. You will be frustrated. This is a fact. If you take it, it is nice. If you don't take it, then that is a misfortune. So Lord Chaitanya taught this love of Krishna. Therefore, one of his first disciples, Rupa Goswami, when he first met Lord Chaitanya at Prayag, Allahabad, he offered his respect by composing one verse in Sanskrit. Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Nāyami Gauratyase Namaha. He said, my dear Lord Chaitanya, you are the most magnanimous personality in this world, most munificent, charitable. You are giving the most nice thing. What is that? Krishna Prema, love of Krishna. There are many charitable institutions and foundations. They are giving charities to many institutions and many functions. But here, Lord Chaitanya's charity, giving free the love of Krishna, that was very much appreciated by Rupa Goswami. And therefore, he said, Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Nāmi. And this love of Krishna cannot be bestowed by anyone else except Krishna himself. Krishna once tried, when he was present himself in his Bhagavad Gita, he said, Sarva Dharman Parityaja Mam Ekam Saranam Vraja. You just give up everything, just try to love me, surrender unto me, and I shall give you all protection. Sarva Dharman Parityaja Mam Ekam. But foolish people could not understand. Abhijananti māna mūrhā māna sim tanumāsita. Because foolish people, they thought that Krishna is one of the human beings. Why should he surrender unto him? So, we have got our independence. We may do whatever you like. But if we follow the sadhu, shastra and guru, that is the way of understanding, that is the way of getting knowledge, to follow the instruction of saintly persons in scriptures and spiritual master, then it is possible to reach the goal of life. And that was taught by Lord Chaitanya. Prema bhakti dila loke laiya bhakta gaun. Not only he alone, but always associated by his lieutenants and associates. We have seen the picture. Lord Chaitanya is dancing and chanting with his principal associates. ধর্ম প্রবর্তন করে ব্রজেন্দ্র নন্দন, প্রেমে গায়ে নাচে লোক করে সংকীর্তন। When he was chanting in his association and he was passing on the road, thousands and thousands of people followed him and they also chanted. That time when he was doing this propagation, there was Mohammedan kingdom, and because the Mohammedans were against Hindu religion, so then some of the ministers of the Mohammedan king, they are also afraid that the Nawab Sahib may not be angry that he is doing the Krishna Sankirtan. Although it is transcendental, well, people, not all people, those who are simple, they can take, but those who are covered in the material dust, they cannot take it. So the Nawab Sahib inquired the Mohammedan king, his minister, Hindu minister, who is this man? So many thousands of people are following him and he is making enchanted all the people by his Krishna Kirtan. What is that? So his minister thought that Nawab Sahib was planning something against this movement. So he made it a trifle thing. No, not many people follow him. Some sentimental people follow him. Not many. The Nawab Sahib replied, "No, I know many people follow. You don't minimize his strength. So he is not ordinary man." Then minister inquired, "What is your opinion?" "I think he is incarnation of God." It is written in the Mahavadam history. So Lord Chaitanya demonstrated such mass movement simply by this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Those who are intelligent, they should come forward and cooperate with this movement. We have started this movement in a humble way, but we have inviting cooperation of people who are interested for the peace of the world. Thank you very much.